USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. French President Emmanuel Macron has said that Joe Biden has convinced allies that the U.S. is back as the two leaders met at the G7 summit on Saturday.
I think we have to deal with this pandemic and the COVID-19. We have to face a lot of challenges, a lot of crises, climate change, and for all these issues, what we need is cooperation. And I think it's great to have the U.S. president part of the club and very willing to cooperate.
Workers testing underwater surveying equipment say they found the wreckage of a small airplane deep underwater in California's Folsom Lake, and they may have solved a 56-year-old aviation mystery. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
American consumers absorbed another surge in prices in May, a 0.6% increase over April and 5% over the past year. The May rise in consumer prices that the Labor Department reported Thursday reflected a range of goods and services as people increasingly shop, travel, dine out, and attend entertainment events in a rapidly reopening economy. A lawsuit by hospital workers has been thrown out of court. Dan Naraki has the story.
The lawsuit from more than 100 employees of a Houston hospital over a mandate to get a COVID vaccination has been thrown out by a federal judge. Houston Methodist Hospital had given employees until June 7th to get vaccinated or face termination. The group sued the hospital, saying that the mandate violated federal law. In her ruling, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes said the employees weren't being illegally forced to get vaccinated. Lawyers for the plaintiffs said they would appeal the ruling. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
G7 leaders agreed on Sunday to raise their contributions to meet an overdue spending pledge of $100 billion a year to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions. But only two nations offered firm promises. Alongside plans billed as helping speed infrastructure funding in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable energy. The DOJ is cracking down on new, stricter voting laws. USA's Wendy King reports.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has announced that the Justice Department will double its enforcement staff to investigate voting rights violations, calling the right to vote the cornerstone of democracy. Garland denounced some states' efforts, largely heralded by Republican lawmakers, to suppress the vote, including more stringent voter ID requirements and vote-by-mail restrictions. He said the Civil Rights Division will use provisions under the Voting Rights Act to ensure existing and new voting laws don't discriminate against certain classes of voters, including people of color. During a speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma a few weeks ago, President Biden urged voting rights groups to begin to redouble their efforts to register and educate voters. He asked Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort to protect voting rights. While the House has passed federal voter protections, the legislation is in peril in the Senate, where Senator Joe Manchin said he would break from his party to oppose it. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.